Denmark's Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, says the question needs to be taken at face value.
For det første, så mener jeg, at man skal tage den amerikanske præsident.
I believe the American president should be taken seriously when he says he wants Greenland, she says. But I also want to make clear that if the United States chooses to attack another NATO country, then everything stops, including NATO. Mark Carney met the Danish PM at the Paris summit and announced Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand and Governor General Mary Simon would visit Greenland next month to open a new Canadian consulate. Carney today trying to strike a diplomatic tone.
We stand with Denmark. We stand with Greenland. We're, you know, our closest partnership is with the United States, and we'll work with everybody to make sure that we move forward together.
The leaders of six European NATO countries, the UK, France, Germany, Italy, Poland, and Spain, joined Denmark in a joint declaration, calling the US an essential partner, but underlining Greenland belongs to its people, that Denmark and Greenland alone will decide their future. The question, whether a newly emboldened US president shares that view.